This is TWiT.
Tim is in Cape Cod, a great place to be.
Especially when 26 inches of our snow has melted in just the past week alone.
Oh, I know. I hear you. My mom's in Cranston, and I hear that you're having a little thaw. That's nice.
Yeah.
About time. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question, Leo, or an opinion, or whatever, on GSM phones and radio band compatibility. And part of my questions have to do with, let's just take, for instance, the Galaxy S4. And I noticed the different model numbers that are out there that all claim to be GSM compatible have different radio bands that they support. And I was wondering, do you know of any type of resource out there or matrix that shows which carrier uses which band so that, you know, in the used phone selection world, I can pick the one that is most compatible? Or,
yeah.
Or have you? Okay.
Yeah, there's a great, it's called Phone Arena. I think that's it. There's a place where they have GSM Arena. I apologize. Not Phone Arena. GSM Arena. And they have specs for every phone. You search for the phone. I think this is it. In their tools section. And it will give you the specs for every phone. And the spec you want is the radio frequency. And you and this is something people don't really think about. Getting a compatible smartphone. In the U.S., you buy it from a U.S. carrier. It's going to work in the U.S. But as you travel around the world, there are different technologies. There's GSM. There's CDMA, which is not widely used worldwide. There's the future, LTE. Everybody will be LTE in the future. But even getting an LTE phone, you have to get LTE on the right radio frequencies, the right bands. And different countries and different carriers support different bands. So you need to figure this all out, which is the... There's another one here, PCGuy88 in the chat room suggests, willmyphonework.net. I like that. that might simplify. You put the phone in, and then it says, here's, you know, you select your brand, and then it says, here's, and then you select what country, and then you it'll tell you.
Yep.
But you're right, especially companies like Samsung that are truly global companies will release different phones for many different markets. You can buy a Galaxy Note 4 for... Latin America, Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, North America. I think I've covered it. There probably is an Oceania one as well. And those all have different frequencies and capabilities. In the case of Samsung, they even have different chipsets.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Funny story. I bought a phone from one of the refurbished recyclers out there, whose name I won't mention, but popped the phone out of the box, nice and clean, shrink wrapped, fired it up, and all my embedded apps were in Russian. So.
Oh, that's happened to me many times because I like to get unlocked phones. I don't want to get carrier subsidized phones. I don't want the carrier stuff on there. And for review purposes, I want a plain phone. So I'll go to companies like Expansys, which sell international phones, and my Microsoft Lumia 1520 was all in Spanish because it was a Latin American edition. I've had the Russian edition of phones. I've had my current Galaxy Note 4 was the Chinese edition. Everything was in Chinese. And it's tough when it's not a Western alphabet to figure out now what. Where do I go? Yeah.
I will take a look in the chat room for that website, and I certainly appreciate it. One parting comment, though. You had a discussion yesterday. I don't know if it was on air or in the chat room about the Linksys WRT54s.
Yes.
And I tell you, I've had mine in place. I cannot kill it. I have tried to kill it, and it just keeps chugging. I put one out of my tool shed as a repeater so I can run around the yard on my riding lawnmower to listen to your program on my noise-canceling headphones.
That's awesome.
It's been out there in extreme temperature, you know, minus 10 to, you know, nearly 100 degrees, and the thing just doesn't quit.
We have how many W54, how many do we have in the basement, WRT54s? We have quite a few, don't we? We have dozens, because what happens is you can modify the firmware on these. These were a classic router, and I think Linksys still sells them for $25.
I've bought all mine at yard sales for a buck a piece.
They're great. They're classics. And if they break, no big deal. You got 10 more in the basement. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.